This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi. The projects cover key sectors like rail, road, water, healthcare, tourism and urban infrastructure. The Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains and laid the foundation stone of other rail projects. Mr. Modi launched the projects during the Mahila Sammelan organized in his parliamentary constituency. Speaking on the occasion, he said, "Country's women power is the strongest pillar of developed India and government is committed to ensuring women's participation in the country's policy making." The Prime Minister sought blessings of women for the achievement of a major national goal to implement reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and Legislative Assemblies.
मुझे देश हित के एक बड़े लक्ष्य की प्राप्ति के लिए आप सबका आशीर्वाद चाहिए और ये बड़ा लक्ष्य है महिलाओं के लिए आरक्षण को लागू करना सपा और कांग्रेस जैसे दलों की वजह से हमारा ये प्रयास संसद में सफल नहीं हो पाया मैं आप सभी बहनों को भरोसा देता हूं आपके आरक्षण का हक लागू हो इसमें कोई कसर बाकी नहीं छोड़ूंगा.
The Prime Minister came down heavily on the opposition, saying that dynastic parties like Congress, Samajwadi Party and Trinamool Congress do not like increasing the women's seats in the parliament and assemblies. Mr. Modi said, "The two Amrit Bharat trains flagged off yesterday will enhance connectivity between Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra." Stage is all set for voting in West Bengal for second and final phase of assembly elections today. A total of 142 constituencies across seven districts will go to polls in this phase. Polling will commence over 40,000 booths covering seven districts of West Bengal under the second phase of assembly election in West Bengal. Total 1,448 candidates are in the fray, including 220 female candidates. Voting will commence from 7 a.m. in the morning and will continue till 6 p.m. In the first phase, over 93% voting was recorded. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 4th of next month along with Tamil Nadu, Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections. The Bharatiya Janata Party has registered a landslide victory in the local body elections in Gujarat, sweeping all major municipal corporations in the state. Out of the 9,200 seats, the BJP has secured over 7,424 seats. The Congress Party managed to win 1,720 seats, while other candidates and parties secured 740 seats. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and BJP President Nitin Nabin congratulated the people of Gujarat for the historic victory to Bharatiya Janata Party in the municipal corporations, municipalities, district panchayats and taluka panchayats elections. Both the leaders also congratulated Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi, State President Jagdish Vishwakarma and party workers for the resounding victory. The government has assured 100% supply of domestic LPG, PNG for households and CNG for transport across the country. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said, domestic LPG supply remains stable with no dryouts reported at any distributorship. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has extended the deadline to submit written comments for the draft of Telecom Consumers Protection 13th Amendment Regulations 2026. The new date for the submission will be 5th of next month. Indian weightlifters put up a strong show at the Commonwealth Youth and Junior Championships in Apia, Samoa, winning 4 gold medals on day 2. Sunil Singh claimed gold in the men's 65kg category, while Aisangfa Gogoi topped the women's 58kg division. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets at New Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings, Rajasthan Royals scored 228 for 4 in 19.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.